Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of SAF Insights. Today, we'll look at developments in Latin America and get a recent perspective on how the region is moving forward on decarbonization with sustainable aviation fuel. We'll talk about challenges and opportunities in the region. I'm Louise Burke, Vice President of Global Aviation and North American Renewables. And joining me today is Jaime Escobar. And Jaime is Head of Fuel and Environment for ALTA, which is the Latin American and Caribbean Air Transport Association. So Jaime returned to ALTA, I guess, after 12 years in the business. He has more than 30 years in the industry, and he's worked in many different aspects of the aviation sector. So lots of expertise that we're going to try to take advantage of, Jaime. So welcome. And I wanted to recently chat about the organization that you're in that held a very successful fuel and sustainability conference. I guess it was the middle of March in Bogota. You had a great panel on stakeholders really discussing the future of SAF in LATAM. What were the main conclusions, would you say?
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everybody. Yes, 2 weeks ago, we had this big conference in Bogota, Colombia, with a record attendance of airlines, stakeholders, and government officials. And we had basically three conclusions that we would like to share. The first one, of course, is how happy we are that the Colombian government has finally taken into consideration the importance of having a legal framework for the production, commercialization, and investment in SAF in the country. Finally, they are leading the working tables together with all government stakeholders and also with the industry. That means the airlines and the suppliers. And we've already had 4 or 5 meetings in Bogota regarding what the government wants to do within the next few months. So hopefully by the end of the year, Colombia will have a set industry and framework for the future of SAF. Also, we had several other countries participating in the conference that also, they're also looking into the future of SAF. And only now they have come up and gave us their perspectives. We had people from Mexico, from Costa Rica, and the Dominican Republic. And of course, the idea is that we, as Latin American countries, will have a special mindset different from what the United States needs or Europe needs. And we'll have a combined mindset for the region. So that's going to be very interesting in the near future.
That's great. It's great to hear about Colombia. I know BOD was on one of the panels, so that was exciting to see that you do have certain SAF plants that are planned for Colombia and then for other countries in the region. So just turning to a very specific area that I think that Latin America has a key advantage, which is feedstocks. We did hear a lot of discussion about feedstocks in the region. We have the HEFA SAF plants, of course, that we know that are the majority of the planned plants, but we also have the up-and-coming alcohol-to-jet SAF. Do you find that the feedstock stakeholders in the region are committed to supporting SAF, and do they need incentives? Or love to hear your perspective on that.
Well, yes. Colombia and other Latin American countries, as you know, are very agricultural minded. We have all the resources, we have the land, we have the crops, and of course, the associations like the Palm Association, the Sugarcane Associations, they're also looking very closely into the future of SAF. However, they're still looking for the certification of the product so that it's going to be finally recognized by CORSIA in Europe, so that the production of SAF from these feedstocks is actually recognized and can be used in the end product. As regards to alcohol, you very well know, of course, that Brazil, Argentina, and the southern countries are very advanced in this issue. And alcohol to jet is going to be something very hot in the next months and years, especially in Brazil, where they're going to start producing SAF out of ethanol and other alcohol related.
It's a really interesting prospect for Latin America, because when we, I know Argus has a global SAF capacity database, and we do see by the end of the decade that the alcohol to jet is going to be very key as we move forward on the next steps and we bring in those additional feedstocks. I do have a question, because I find that when we look at some of the South American plants, that announcements that are made identify that the SAF may be going elsewhere. It might be going to Europe or somewhere else. So how do you see the next step in the region to help decarbonize the jet fuel? I mean, do we need more policy? Policies put in place by different countries. What are your thoughts and final conclusions that you think would help the region develop SAF domestically?
Basically, what we need in our countries is incentives for the investors, incentives for the production, incentives for the actual commercialization of SAF. Because what we've seen recently is that the only SAF that is going to be produced in the next few years is already sold to European markets. And what we need, of course, is mass production of SAF in Latin America with all the resources that we have, so that maybe the price will eventually come down and the airlines will have access to the new production locally. But if not, what we see is that the very little SAF that's going to be produced in Latin America will probably be exported to North America or Europe, as we've seen of the first production plant in Paraguay within the next few months.
Yeah, no, and of course, we do want to see SAF produced in all regions. So we look forward to hearing more about the policy changes and perhaps, again, the stakeholders really committing to producing within the region. So, of course, Jaime, your organization works very closely with all the stakeholders to make that happen. Thank you for that interesting discussion. We look forward to the next session. Lots to pay attention to in Latin America. For our listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to tune in for other episodes in our series, SAF Insights. And for more information on Argus Global coverage of the sustainable aviation fuel market, please visit argusmedia.com/SAF. Thank you.